Sports from the BBC with Andy Barwell. Coming up, we look ahead to the big fight, Mayweather against Pacquiao. With the latest from the English Premier League, Manchester United slipped up at home to West Bromwich Albion, while Steven Gerrard was Liverpool's match winner in what could have been his last appearance at Anfield.
And Steven Gerrard with a header! He had a penalty save! He kisses the bat as he celebrates in front of the cop, and Steven Gerrard, possibly for the last time, scores at Anfield!
But we start with boxing. Las Vegas is getting ready for the richest fight in the sport's history in around 3 hours' time. Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao will climb into the ring in one of the sport's much-anticipated contests. It could earn Mayweather as much as $180 million, Pacquiao $120 million. While the contest is attracting huge interest around the globe, the behaviour of the two boxers in the build-up has lacked the bad feeling that's been the key factor of such contests in the past.
I don't want to criticize him or anything, say bad things about him. But this is our profession, boxing, and we entertain people. And if I think about that, then, you know, it means I'm overconfident. So I'm sure for this fight he's well prepared.
The media and different critics may try to make this Floyd and Manny Pacquiao a thing where they don't like each other. I don't really know him. I don't really know him. We never, you know, he speaks Tagalog. He speaks a total different language. You know, I speak English. I mean, he speaks a little English, but if I was talking trash to him, he wouldn't know what I was talking about anyway. So, you know, I don't worry about that. I'm a lot older, a lot more mature, so I look at things in a total different way.
Well, the legendary American boxer Bernhard Hopkins, who at 49 remains the oldest world champion in the sport's history, has noticed a difference in Mayweather ahead of this big fight.
The reflection is part of the motivation to win, and I believe that's what he wants to do, and I believe he will do it by a hard-earned win that won't be a landslide. That's fun for us. But I believe the subdued demeanor that he's been showing, even in a conversation, it's not like, it's not him. You know, Floyd comes out, you know, he says, I mean, you know and I know. I think that he wants to take a different approach. He know that Pacquiao is the good guy.
How would you beat Floyd?
You make Floyd get out of character. You make Floyd get out of the counter-punching mentality. You make Floyd become the aggressor. You make Floyd become something that he's not comfortable of doing, and that is bringing a fight to you, letting his hands go while you're letting your hands go, which leaves both guys vulnerable. It's who get there first.
Well, next to football, Chelsea are one more win away from the English Premier League title. They play Crystal Palace later on Sunday. Meanwhile, Manchester United missed the chance to move into second spot in the table above Arsenal and Manchester City. United went down 1-0 at home to West Bromwich Albion at Old Trafford, their third successive defeat, and our reporter Ian Brown was at the game.
West Brom onto 40 points after a stunning victory. There was an element of fortune about their goal, but nothing lucky about their resolute, smothering defending and the goalkeeping of Boaz Myhill. He saved a Van Persie penalty 16 minutes from time and also stopped stinging shots from Van Persie again and substitute Di Maria. It was never a convincing United performance, but it was still a shock when they fell behind. A 63rd minute free kick from Chris Brunt deflected in off teammate Jonas Olsen, who knew little about it. Three consecutive league defeats for United for the first time since 2001.
So United remain fourth in the table, 2 points behind Arsenal and Manchester City, who have games in hand. At the other end of the table, Burnley and Queen's Park Rangers both lost and are staring at relegation. Burnley suffered a fourth straight defeat. Michael Duff, their defender, was sent off, and it was Mark Noble who scored from the penalty spot to give West Ham United a 1-0 win. That has left Burnley a point adrift at the bottom of the table, but 8 points from safety with only 3 games to go. Steven Gerrard scored the winner for Liverpool in their 2-1 win over Queen's Park Rangers to leave Liverpool 4 points behind Manchester United. A welcome goal for the Liverpool skipper in his final season at the club, having earlier missed from the penalty spot.
Great for me from a personal point of view getting the winner today after a poor penalty. I just seen Greeny playing mind games with me, and he was going the way I wanted to go, so I changed it last minute. The last time I changed my mind, I missed as well, so rule number one, never change your mind.
Well, the defeat has left Queen's Park Rangers 7 points from safety with their three games to go. Sunderland stayed in the drop zone despite beating Southampton 2-1. Leicester eased their relegation fears and increased Newcastle United's, beating them 3-0. Leonardo Ulloa scored twice, once on the penalty spot. It was an eighth straight Premier League defeat for Newcastle, and the Magpies finished the game with only 9 men on the field after Mike Williamson and Daryl Yamat were both sent off. The Newcastle boss, John Carver, was particularly angry with Williamson's dismissal.
When it actually happened, I actually thought to myself, he's done that on purpose. And I'm blatantly honest about it. It looked as if he'd done it on purpose. The ball actually, and the player was off the pitch. So there was no need to make the tackle. He's now got a too much ban. We've only got 3 games left. I don't know. Is it an easy way out? It was a stupid situation. The game had gone away from us. We were 3-0 down. There wasn't long left. There was no need for it. And we can't keep shooting ourselves in the foot.
Well, elsewhere, Christian Benteke scored twice as Aston Villa beat Everton 3-2. Swansea defeated Stoke City 2-0. Bournemouth on the English South Coast have secured promotion to the Premier League early this week and have now won the second-tier championship title. They beat Charlton Athletic 3-0 to finish a point ahead of Watford, the first team to secure promotion. Celtic have secured their fourth successive Scottish Premiership crown. Celtic hammered Dundee 5-0 on Friday, and they were assured of the title when their closest rivals Aberdeen were defeated by Dundee United 1-0 on Saturday. Juventus have clinched their fourth successive Italian League title. A goal from Arturo Vidal gave them a 1-0 win at Sampdoria, meaning they've claimed the title there with 4 games to spare. They're 17 points clear of second place Lazio. It's Juve's 31st league title. In Spain, Luis Suarez netted his first hat-trick for Barcelona. Lionel Messi scored twice, and Barcelona hammered bottom of the table Cordoba 8-0 and moved closer to their fifth title in 7 years. But Real Madrid responded. Cristiano Ronaldo hit a record-breaking 25th La Liga hat-trick in their 3-2 success over Sevilla. It means that Real trail Barcelona 3-2 success over Sevilla. It means that Real trail Barcelona by 2 points with 3 games left. And Olympique Lyonnais defeated Evian 2-0 to move above Paris Saint-Germain on goal difference at the top of the French league. PSG take on Nantes later today. Now, Sebastian Coe, who's run against Sergei Bubka in the election to select the new president of Athletic's world governing body, has been talking about taking major events to new areas. Lord Coe says it's important to take the world championships to Africa, but only when the time is right.
We need to do it incrementally.
But only when the time is right.
We need to do it incrementally, and we need to do it in sequence. It's very important that you don't just put a world championships into a continent without having the strength and the marketing and all the culture and education around it in the lead up to it, and then making sure that when the championships have arrived and have delivered, that you've also got those systems in place post the world championship, so that, you know, they don't just sort of fall off the cliffside, which they have in the past. In many continents.
In cricket, England slumped to 39 for 5 in their second innings at the close of the second day's play, a lead of 107 over the West Indies on a day when 18 wickets fell at Bridgetown, Barbados. Opening batsman Tamim Iqbal hit 206 to guide Bangladesh to a first ever test match draw against Pakistan. The former world champion Jorge Lorenzo's claimed pole position for Sunday's MotoGP event at Jerez. In rugby union, Toulon have become the first club to win 3 successive European Cups when they beat another the French side, Clermont Auvergne, 24-18 in the final at Twickenham. Before we go, now our top story, Floyd Mayweather takes on Manny Pacquiao later in Las Vegas in what is the richest fight in boxing history. Stay with us if you can for further sporting updates throughout the day, but for now, that's the latest world sports from the BBC.
The BBC